And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Your independence from here in Stancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEAU default studios of FreedomsPhoenix.com. Better than most. Okay, Dr. Judy A. Mikovits, it's been a while. We got to get caught up on what's up. Dr. Judy, hello.
Hello, Ernie. How are you?
I'm more than a wonderful. Better now that we get to get caught up here. Okay, lots been happening. Dr. Judy Mikovits, she is our resident scientist that comes on a regular basis, talking to us about vaccines, retrovirus, DNA, you know, any biological function of, oh, my God, in here, and plague created by Big Pharma. Then she's got a new book coming out, Plague of Corruption. Now, what just happened, I did not know until reading news here and so on. Robert Kennedy Jr. Not only gave an endorsement of the book, he wrote a 15-page foreword. I'm like, write your own damn book. So, why did he latch on to what you were doing and you guys uncovered? What was his endorsement for?
We can read some of the forward through, but, you know, we've been working together through VAX and across the country the last few years, trying to bring, you know, William Thompson to testify at Congress, you know, all we've been doing the last 5 years. He seemed the perfect person to be able to put it all together and get us in a place where we could be unified and have a community support and realize that what's happening is not just autism, is not just the person next door, but every single one of us is affected. The cancers, the vaccines causing. He's working in the middle of the Merck corruption, the lawsuit that Merck committed, out and out fraud with Gardasil. So Dr. Rossetti, Frank, and I had been working also on this law case in Los Angeles with Saul Agelet, the lawyer, providing scientific data. So we had become acquaintances over the last few years as far as having a common fight. And I think he finally, or he appreciates when he read the book, and finally is not the word, that this really isn't just, you know, autism or one disease. It's everything about our health and our humanity.
Dr. Judy, it's starting to get annoying. There is a click that's going when you're talking in your microphone that, you know, I mean, you know, it's distracting everything that you're saying. So whatever you're doing, undo it.
Okay, well, here, let's see if I move it, if that helps.
Or stop moving it or something. You know, it's a bad connection in your headset or something. But the
I took the headset off when I talked to you.
Okay, it looked like it did it. See, it's they, them, those. I just know it. It's a conspiracy. Damn it. We got all of that. You know, so RFK Jr. has latched on to a lot of the same things that you are writing about. And I bet in the book you probably mentioned some of the things that the other activists are doing and how they've been treated, do you?
Oh, absolutely. So Plague of Corruption is more about Plague of Corruption. I'll get in the commercial. I'll get on the computer.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Do you hear it too?
No, but I see your frustration, so I'll get on the computer here right now.
Okay, you can see. All right, yeah, I got. All right, I had it on something else, so that we can. Yeah, we want to get, you know, because you're saying a lot of really good important stuff, and it just gets lost when it doesn't. Yeah, when it doesn't. So she's trying to actually silence that one, going to another computer. Are you on the computer now?
Yes.
Okay, hopefully that'll be better. Well, this is, they tapped that. That used to be the telltale sign that you were being monitored, is when it had those clicks in it. Hey, I think my phone's tapped, you know? It's like the Matrix. Do you think it's tapped? Is the line clean? Of course not. It's Dr. Judy Mikovits, all right? And they know where you are, and here comes a Hellfire missile. So I am interested in what you think that was going to be a revelation to a lot of people that read Plague of Corruption, the sequel to your book Plague with Kent Hackenlively, and now you got Plague of Corruption with a, you know, 15-page foreword by RFK Jr., which is fighting the same battles. I'm going, so what's in there that the reader go, damn?
Well, I think what's in there is a lot of what I said at the Phoenix Education Conference. So what's in there is everything that we learned after our first book, Plague, was published. You know, the depth and the breadth of the corruption. And, you know, when all of this happened in 2011, I was just like a deer in the headlight. I was just following the science and nothing made sense because the science was right and true. And here were Nobel Prize winners committing criminal fraud in publication. So I was just a scientist who had no clue. And then I entered the hell, then the nightmare that is vaccine court, and learned a lot about the depth and the breadth of everything behind the plague of corruption. And that's why we named the second book that, because this is so much more. Most of America, including me, would never believe the links that the government has gone to over the last 5 years to keep this information.
Okay, is it the government, or is that just being used as Big Pharma just, you know, has one of their guys put on a shiny badge and they go do it to you, and then what's our protection against it? Well, actually,
so most of the things, as I was learning and digging up journal articles and information in my court cases, which had been held under seal for more than 4 years, preventing me a lawyer or whatever. But when we revealed these things, it said federal efficiencies, federal agencies, things like that.
Yeah. You know, we have the Vaccine Education Summit videos done. Donna's, you know, they're done and loaded, and we got, or something. We're right in the process of that. All right, Donna, tell us what's the update.
We got them all finished by the end of this weekend, and I tried uploading them to our site, but they're very huge files and good quality, so it didn't fit. So I just got everything. It took like a day to upload everything to Dropbox, and I sent them all off to Derek this morning, and I think he's going to be working on it as soon as he's done with some of the things he's working on for
okay.
you.
Okay, so this is, you know, everything's a priority, so we're working on it. And the right. big thing is not that we can't just, you know, load them up different places or, you know, just make it a file on our servers, which we're doing. What we're doing is I want to make sure that when we put this up, that initial link is always available forever, can't go down because we have the technology to. So that's what we're doing. We're putting it on our IPFS servers. We're putting it on the site. We're making sure that when you go to this place, it pulls from, at least on our servers, we need to get it on there so that it never goes away. It's not that I give a crap whether you copy it or whatever. No, there's copy left to piece out. Go do it. So when we get it up there, we're going to have a high-quality, clean copy that everybody can do whatever they want so it can never, ever, ever, ever be taken down. This is my priority over getting it a week earlier. So this is, you know, what we're doing right. We're right at the end. By the time we talk next time, you guys will have all the access to all the files. They did a really good job. It's high quality. You know, we got a lot better the sound and visuals this time. We got it taken care of. So the Vaccine Education Summit videos are awesome. All of them kick ass for a different reason. And I tell you, one of the attendees and the first speaker, she goes, are you guys going to get into the, she rattled off a couple of things, and I'm going, You just sit right there. We're going to get to all of it. And we did, and then some. Dr. Judy Mikovits was a big part of that. We're going to talk more for Dr. Judy from the Vaccine Education Summit to Plague of Corruption. From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Yeah, that no more clicking. That phone, don't do that anymore because it's not working. You know, so the phone's not working, or those don't want it to work. So
right, no, the phone's a problem.
Well, I got a golf club, and we can tee that bad boy up.
Okay.
I mean, you know, damn, that's what it takes. Next time I see you, I just, hi, Judy, where's your phone? Bam, smash it and heal it. Then you have to get
a new
one.
I'm actually coming to town tomorrow. Going to help Eric Hofstetter as well as do some other business.
Really? Awesome. Well, awesome. Well, I don't want to distract from Eric, but yeah, if you want to just come over for dinner or hang or you got time, let Donna know. We got, what is today? Thursday? Wednesday? We got kids tonight? Tomorrow? Friday? I'd try to hook up with kids. It's always good about having kids. Do we have Halloween? Are we going over for us?
Oh, yeah, Halloween.
All right. Well, if you want to go over to my son's, you can come sit on the driveway with us.
Yeah.
You would like that. You know, yeah. As the kids come in, you can go, here you go, don't take vaccines. Here you go, don't take vaccines. Here you go, here's my book. Yeah. You know,
I usually use CBD gummies.
Oh, if you're in town, you got nothing to do. You can go with it. It's not too far from where we live. Go visit our son and his family. We just sit on the driveway with a fire and, you know, and hand out candy. It's awesome. Very relaxing. You can come stay here if you don't have a place yet or something. Just let Donna know. We'll work it out. We spend some. Okay. You get to play grandma again. I haven't read the book. I know you sent me some goodies, but
have you read the foreword?
No, I didn't even know there was one. I hadn't even looked at it. I've been busy. I'm always busy. But, you know, Donna may have... Well, no, not for a while. I mean, it's... God. All right, here, we're back.
N.FM to learn how. Broadcast.LRN.FM.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Do you know anybody else that's more against the win than Dr. Judy? And it's a big win. If you're going to do it, woo! You know, yeah. Well, you bring down your sails and you put on that turbo diesel, man. And you go head down and plow. No, now it's head up and plow. You got to get your head up. You know, there's a special kind of horse, I've been told, that haunches down and keeps his head up so we can see what's up. All right. Well, you want to see what's up? Plague of Corruption, the book. That with hell, it's another book in front of her book, 15-page foreword of Plague of Corruption by RFK Jr. And it was, you know, he's busy and kind of, and he finally had a long flight and he goes, all right, boom, I'm in, 15 pages. For whatever reason, what sparked him? And you said you can read it in a 4 or 5 hour sit down. How many pages is this thing?
Yeah, this one's only a couple hundred pages and it maybe 250. When you look at it on a computer, but it.
Thank God, because Plague was how many? And this big hardback, how many pages was Plague?
Probably twice that, probably 450 or so. And so I think we're going to do a lot better because
skip to the end.
and that's exactly what I told Bobby. We were talking about it, and the publication was getting delayed because he and I wrote him and I said an email and said, how can I help? And he said, Judy, there's just something missing. There's about the way it reads, because we had been working on it for more than a year, you know, to make it all make sense to everybody. And of course, if I can tell the story in a way people understand, then everybody's going to realize what Bobby realized. So basically, I told just one simple story about an article he wrote when his family attacked him. And he wrote a long explanation of what our families are doing fighting over this vaccine issue. And we don't understand the true depth of the corruption, of the lies our government, really our federal government, those people in public health who are supposed to be protecting us. If we really fully understood that, then we'd all be united in ending in bringing back, our health of our children. This, as you know, we've been talking about for 5 years.
You know,
so basically, I said, every time you wrote a quote about William Thompson and how Thompson feels bad about being part of the problem. And I said, we can't restore the faith in the promise of science, which is the title of the book, until the good scientists, the good doctors, the Jack Lyons-Weilers, the Teresa Deischer, the Suzanne Humphreys, everybody in your first summit, you know, on and on and on, those who have been fighting for decades, not just me, are actually celebrated and their stories are told. And he wrote just back, I like it, in the email. And then when he came back with the foreword, several weeks later, I didn't understand most of what was in it. It goes back 50 years of how scientists like me, like Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, like Teresa Deischer, who, you know, like Brian Hooker, who are the good people and trying to tell the public that they're being fooled. And this, it's just a brilliantly written forward. I was just floored seeing the depth of the corruption that's gone on in the big pharma and vaccine industry.
Did you go straight to paperback, or is this available in hardback?
I don't know, because the advanced copies come out in a few days, and I don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. It's a couple hundred pages, and I'll get over it. You know, this is there's a movie in here somewhere. You know, and somebody needs to mention Dr. Judy Mikovits. I mean, it's just, you got to have the people that just quietly know and will live, you know, meagerly, get by, be able to do this because they can. And they have the disposition. And I'm just like, from the beginning, my big praise goes to your husband. Because, you know, there is oftentimes that the biggest problem is your spouse. And certainly when it's the woman taking on a crusade like this, you don't hear often, because I don't know how often it occurs, but I don't know how much it occurs, but you definitely don't hear enough about the husband behind the scenes supporting his wife in this crusade that doesn't make him any money. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's is it important to him that you're vindicated? Is it important to him because of children? Is it important to him because he loves his wife? Is it important to him because he don't care and he's along for the ride? I mean, you know, how is your husband rolling on?
I think it's important to him for primarily because what matters to David is truth. And he sat here and he watched this thing and he knew how hard I worked and he knew who I was in the world. So, yeah, I mean, it's important to him for every one of those reasons. You know, he has, you know, five children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. More than one of them have been vaccine injured and their lives have been changed. And, you know, and some aren't even awake. It's a lot like Bobby's family in that letter he wrote that we were talking about. So David does it for all of those reasons, but you're absolutely right in that, you know, where the acknowledgement goes. And I know that Kent and I wrote acknowledgement to, you know, to his wife as well, because this is our passion in our lives. And if our families, you know, have to take, I mean, David has to take abuse from his family because they're like, oh, we have doctors too. Oh, get over it.
You know, that's all going away. You know, it's changing. The rapid support of whatever the government says, or, you know, so many CDC scientists out of so many believe that and all that, that respecting the lab coat, and just because it's a U.S. Department of, doesn't mean anything anymore. And it's getting more and more, and that is the beginning of the crack, is when it's just general public opinion. And when you have stalwarts such as yourself that are out there going, nope, 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 not backing down, nope, nope. We just had, I think yesterday, Timothy Ball, Dr. Ball, he's a climate scientist out of Canada, and there was a the famous hockey stick graph. A guy named Mann, I think, was a professor at Penn State, and he said, yeah, he should be teaching in the state pen, you know. When he did that, they were waiting on him, and they had a bunch of lawsuits, three lawsuits they filed from the attorney for the group of the United Nations that, you know, requires you agree with global warming or whatever. It's the same thing with vaccines. You got the same kind of mechanism. Well, they went after him, and he just won his case this summer in Canadian court, of all places, and said, yep, you know, you were right, he's full of crap, and kind of we're done. Of course, you don't hear about it anywhere, except he gets all his attorney fees and he made some money. So I'm going, yeah, right on. Well, it's guys like you, and he and his wife, they had to make this decision. It went on for 8 years. And then finally they're vindicated and they get their money back. But now he's like, I can't really travel anywhere. I got type 2 diabetes that's kind of flaring up, and I'm at home and retired, and yay, I won. So I'm just, there is a price to be paid for this stuff.
Yeah, and we don't, we expect, and that's the way David and I live. We try to make sure that we see the joy in every day, and just try to make sure, because we don't expect to get anything back. We've seen it happen. We got more crap from the corrupt Nevada legal system this week. You know, how interesting. What, haven't you done for 6 months?
Okay, wait. Nevada is still coming after you?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, they're going to dismiss our case.
Of course they are. Well, let's go ahead. We'll talk about that when we come back, just a little bit. Dr. Judy Mikovits, the battle, it's not the beginning of the end, but it is the end of the beginning. Now, here we go. It's going to get even more interesting from here. Here comes the 2020 election cycle. What might Arizona and New Hampshire do?
I'm crazy about my magic mud.
Okay, this is what's going on. Well, for the last few weeks, I've been back in New England. You know, long story short, I know a lot of the people there. You know, that's where the network is housed. That's where the Free State Project is. A lot of festivals to go. I have a lot of friends there. Good friend of mine is there working on a home I went to help with, and we got a laser cutter and had it delivered there because he had time to work on it, and he's making all kinds of, we're playing, and we got the vaccine stuff going, and we're at, you know, building, you know, barn raising kind of things. We're going to visit activist parties, and boom, one of the main guys there that's an activist extraordinaire comes up to me with, he goes, I know you're interested in this, and he had a whole bunch of these cards, you know, promoting vaccine awareness stuff. He had buttons and cards and placards and, you know, Slim Jims and all this other stuff. And I'm going, oh, are you guys going to be doing stuff for the 2020 presidential election cycle here? Oh, yeah. Well, we got covered. And I go, oh, I know these guys. And I go, how much crap do you need? So what we're going to do is we can help promote your book. We can help do all kinds of stuff. If I had any printed material for these guys to distribute, because that's what they're doing. So if you get any kind of your publisher, you go and you say, hey, man, you get me thousands, I mean up to 10,000. You give me something to promote the book, or a, you know, cards or business cards, a little Slim Jim, something. It'll get distributed to who it needs to be distributed to at the time it needs to be distributed. You feel me?
Yeah, that's fabulous. Yeah, and that's what we've got postcards coming out. We should have the a preview copy, they call it, because Bobby's promoting it on his site. We're gonna take like 3 months promoting it before
10,000 I can get rid of through at least through that cycle. Say give them all the kudos of Vernie of he's the whatever the hell to convince them to get me a bunch. We will make them part of the packets that we're doing. Plus, we're doing the vaccine education, that black sign that we made that was at the summit I showed everybody. Right. That is being laser cut and etched. And you can read the QR code as coasters and stuff and do it on printed material, little ones. We're going to send some of the big ones that we have there to them to be put out. And where are they going? What did I say? They go to the site where the videos are. So this is my activism for the 2020 election cycle and this issue among a bunch of other crap that we're going pirate on because there's a lot of fun we're going to have and they want you got to have a political action, blah, blah, blah. Lovolution never had any of that. He just did it. It's called the First Amendment to suck it, okay? So what we're going to do is we're not going to have a pirate pack. We're going to have a pack of pirates against the crown. So our pack of pirates are going to make sure vaccine education is a thing in New Hampshire, and the more that you can get me and all the people, and they know you supply me with material, it will be distributed.
Okay, you'll get it.
You feel me? I'm don't miss this. Don't be a slacktivist.
Nope. Not us.
All right. So this is what we offer is we're doing a bunch of stuff back there. I'm going, this is going to be a thing. And it's by, the people that are interested in this. They're the guys. I put any one of them up against 10,000 politicals think they do something. Blah, 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 blah. So it is already a done thing. That's why I was back there kind of coordinating all this and getting my friend hooked up and being able to, be able to do this kind of stuff for this cycle. Because I was just going to do Arizona, but this just dovetails right into Arizona well because we're early primary too. So we're gonna have some fun with it. All right, here we're coming back.
Get LRN.FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Wow! 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 I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
So good! So good!
I got to hear.
Woo!
I feel nice.
I'm glad things are going well for Dr. Judy, and it's about freaking time. And that's the point I always make whenever we do these events and so on. I just go, look, man, your time will come. It's when you're right, you're right. And it's all the time. I remember my dad used to always say, he goes, the only time I was wrong was that one time I thought I was wrong, but I was right. That kind of crap. And I go, if you don't even think you were ever wrong and you're right and you're right, your time comes. So a lot of people I'm just encouraging, inspiration. I go, look, your time will come. Everybody's time comes if you're in the right place. You always spin back to the correct position, and then they divert and BS and propagandize or whatever from that. But the thing is that it always comes around. It's called revolution. Well, the truth is always come back to, and the truth is that your shiny badges out there are lying to you because they need to support this big giant industry that has captured them. And how'd they do it? With a bunch of money. For what? To make a bunch more money. And there are, and when it's time to stay after school, are going to go down. Well, how close are we to like criminal things? Is there something in the wind that somebody's going to have to stay after school?
Yeah, there are several cases of criminal fraud by our government officials, the federal agency's heads. That was the talk I gave at Truth About Cancer on October 12th And that generated that little legal document I got a week later there where they said, you didn't do anything. We're dropping your cases. You just did that for your greater glory kind of thing.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we haven't heard from them in years. And all of a sudden you get the motion to dismiss. You didn't serve. You didn't do this. Whatever. Not one word of it was true. Yeah. And they seem to forget all the things they normally send. In fact, this is the first time a legal document said Dr. Judy Mikovits.
Ah! Yeah. Win for the win. Can you, are you a doctor? I mean, they undoctored you or something, or you can't, what did they do to you? What was the penalty?
They try to humiliate you by calling you Ms. Mikovits, which of course humiliates David because he becomes Mr. Mikovits. So they on paper, and they've referred to Mr. Wakefield with Andy Wakefield.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, why is this doctor thing such a big deal? I got a lot of friends that are doctors. They come on doctor, and I'm just like, it's like saying your honor or your eminence or your whatever the hell for a state legend. I ain't doing it. I just ain't doing it.
We never cared about any of that. So that's what's really funny about it. They think if they call you Miss or Ms. and Mr. Rossetti, that like they call us that in the vaccine court documents where they refuse to pay us. They're like, we don't have to pay them the same rate we pay our experts because they're those frauds. So we don't care.
Your paper. This is the one thing that a lot of activists and why are you doing this? You always, it goes paper the file. You want to make sure you got the file papered. Well, then what do we have? The New York Times, they just change articles retroactively without any notice. There's a thing of them doing that with Hillary saying whatever the heck, I don't care. But it's so that they can go back later or you not go back later. Hey, it was reported and you said, which is why I knew it has to be the immutability of data. It has to be. It's there forever and always. Because I'm not even putting it out. We have it now. It's all done. It's all pretty. And we're loading and putting in different places. But to make absolutely certain that it can never be taken down. There is no YouTube to be deleted. We'll put it up on all the other social media and crap too. But we'll see how long it's up there. But it has more likelihood of staying up there when you already got another place that's forever and always. And promote that link. This I take very seriously. I will wait an extra couple of weeks if that's all it takes for me to get this done, because if they can, they will diminish its outreach to people. True or false?
Yeah, true. So that's why this was such a big deal of accelerating the outreach. Once Bobby realized the whole story and people at the Vaccine Education Summit, they're standing up realizing the whole story. People are now realizing the whole story, and you can't put the genie back in the box.
You know who you guys needed? This is what you guys needed. You needed vaccine education summits and help from people like, Donna and I and all that kind of stuff. But Dell Bigtree, three minute, he does some legislative hearing of something, and he gets up there. All right, I got 3 minutes. I'll give you 3 minutes. Boom, 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 boom. Score. That's what you need. The guy, tell the story, get to the skip to the end of do this kind of thing. And I know exactly what he's doing. You say enough to make the story clear. You give them enough information, they go check themselves. Oh my God, if they go look to try and criticize, what the hell just happened? Boom. So this has, it's called division of labor. And to have all these different vectors and angles covered, and you guys kind of coming together, like at the summit, the Vaccine Education Summit's a good kind of homecoming for a lot of you guys. Well, what happens is this information we get on the vaccine court from Wayne Rohde, the information we get on actual lab work and how you can do and the tests that, should be done, James Lyons Weiler. Then you go Dr. Alan Palmer, all the freaking studies that already have been done, over 1,400 now. It's like, hell, we know, Well, there's that. Then you got you with the actual on the ground and you uncovering and seeing, doing what they do to you. Then you got, on and on and on. It's on! And it's 2020 election cycle, New Hampshire, Arizona. I need your help to help you. Help me, help you. Help me, help you. Help me, help you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. So what's the next conference thing you got coming up?
on the way to Washington for the Vaccine Information Education Summit, where we're going to educate at the federal level legislatures. That's November 13th and 14th. Next, we're going to show Vax to the movies coming out and debuting next week, right after Veterans Day in Washington, D.C. We're descending from everywhere.
Give me a copy of that movie so I can, I won't copy it, pinky swear. No, maybe not. I'll do it. Yeah, I get a copy of that, I will bootleg the crap out of it.
Well, that's great.
Have you seen it?
Well, I don't know if I can do. No, I'm supposed to see. We're supposed to see it in a private showing on November 6th here in San Diego.
Whenever, if you got one of these things, it's a little premiere preview of I got one here, and they give you one. You get two, one for you, and send one to me, and I'll make a thing out of it. I that's what I do. Dale can get over it. You know, he's. I don't think he minds it. He's like protest. Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd! You're like, and I'm going. Yep, sue me. So we'll get it taken care of now. Okay, so Washington, you're doing we had legislators here at the Vaccine Education Summit here in Phoenix, which was, you know, a goal of Irene and Earlene, and I don't care. But, you know, I'm like, so that was interesting that they were there, but I don't believe them for nothing and don't care. But what happens when you talk to a congressman? Are they going to care? Are they there to infiltrate? Are they, you got some of them going, yeah, I'm with you, but only if, or they kind of light, or they aren't doing the RFK thing. What are they doing?
Well, I mean, I'm sure RFK will be there. Dale Bigtree will be there. You know, he advertised it in your thing. So yeah, we hope to get to as many senators and congressmen as we possibly can, for sure.
Well, for what? What are they going to do?
We'll educate them the same way you did. To get them to stop this madness and get them to vote,
All right, we're coming right back. Dr. Judy's busy doing something there. We'll get you know, her back when she's done. But the thing is that I am already seeing that the best way to educate a legislator is that they're going to lose their job. That's what they're going to do. You start doing that. You can't be nice enough to these people to outdo Big Pharma. You just can't. But I can be a bigger butthead. Watch me. You know? You want to feel the pain? You settled? You good?
Yes, it got settled. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. No, you were obviously distracted to something. So I was just filling
in. Sorry.
Okay. So we got one more segment. What's the news we need to know about?
The news we need to know about. Well, the CDC has now taken out all the animal tissue and fetal tissue cell lines that they had listed. Now they're no longer on the excipient list. So now the CDC is committing bigger parts of fraud, and we've made a big impact.
Okay, wait. Tissue. They just took the ink off the paper, or they actually took the cells out of the vaccine?
No, they took it off the piece of paper.
What?
Implying they took it off.
Okay, I'm losing you. You're getting out of range of something.
Okay, trying to get my internet to work. Okay, back?
Yeah.
I'm working on a portable internet now.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I'm glad you make the effort, but, you know, are you moving around still? Where you at now?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop moving around. Is that better?
No, I mean moving, like you guys traveling and stuff.
Oh, yes, we are traveling. I'm actually in a car, and we're running around from the fires. We couldn't get back home because of the fires in the L.A. area.
Wow.
We're actually in Carlsbad, so I'm going to a meeting down here that starts at 9 o'clock, so I had to flip internet for you.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm appreciate the effort, and we get to talk to you on a regular basis, because this is, you know, I just wanted to, one, everybody gets their victory lap. It's like with Tim Ball. You know, when Professor comes on, I'm going, you know you're going to win this thing. I mean, I don't give a crap what the judge says, but this is, you know, you got the information of and kind of yada, yada. He goes, I know, it's just a long time. And of course, he keeps a positive look on it, but it wasn't until, you know, just recently that they're not made whole, but, you know, they come out ahead and friends and family and everybody's, okay, I guess you weren't crazy. You know, well, the same thing's going to happen to you. You know, sooner or later, it's all, I think you don't feel, you know, like you're thought of badly by people that matter. I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly. There used to be a time when I was thought of badly, felt bad, and people that mattered thought of me badly. But things like your show and these vaccine education summits and certainly writing the two books, that's all over now. Now we can really say that the people who really matter know exactly what we did and how we've helped, and the kinds of welcomes we get now are by and large positive. And again, I'm fortunate because I never cared what anybody said about me or how much money I made.
You know, and that's its own kind of power. And everybody's so worried about, you know, what somebody else says. And I'm like, you know, the more, you know, flack you get, I mean, you're over the target, but it's not just that. It's the people that cheer for them, you know, to get you. They're also the bad guys, or it outs them. And I'm, okay, cool. You guys want to out yourself? I don't care. You know, just spell it right, you know. This has been an interesting thing to watch. And from the very beginning, the reason I was so excited about it is I knew what was going to happen. Yeah, I couldn't get in front of this thing fast enough because we had already started it back in 11 and so on, and it wasn't time yet. You know, yeah, I'm all about timing. I got 15 gazillion irons in the fire. When one,
right.
You know, I can tell when it's time to, here we go and do some branding. Here we go.
Follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
So he's
Freedom's
on.
The answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Everybody wants to rule the world, do they? Maybe my world. How about that? I got a my world ruling, you know, a proposition. How about I get to rule my world, and you get to rule yours? How about that? Oh no! Can't we all agree that we're going to have somebody ruling somebody? No. And certainly to mandate inserting into my flesh and that of my little bitty baby babies, you know, of notions and potions from the crown. Now, oh, but they got to list it. They got to put it on the label. Well, your informed consent, Nuremberg trial, go to jail forever kind of thing. You know, this is that what's going on, Dr. Judy? Are they listing everything?
No, they just in this year's CDC excipient summary list.
Okay, what's excipient? What does that mean?
Oh, that's everything that's in the vaccine that's not the antigen, the virus, or the, you know, the aluminum.
And leftover industrial crap that we're putting in this shot for whatever reason is now not listed.
Is now this, yeah, the substrates. And so now all of a sudden our entire book, Plague of Corruption, talks about the corruption behind knowing that if you culture things in animal blood and aborted fetal tissues and make your vaccines, you're going to possibly generate a lot of autoimmune diseases and cancers, which is exactly what's happened. So, you know, we've been showing that excipient list since we got into vaccine court. I showed it there in a slide at the summit, and I'll send the two of them to Donna to compare. But here you are in 2019, and they took out the Vero monkey kidney cells. They took out the mouse cells. They took out the fetal tissue
cells. Okay, no, wait. They did not take the cells out of the vaccine. They took the ink on the paper saying what was in the vaccine.
Correct.
Okay, you got to say that.
Yeah, they took the ink off the paper. So now your CDC is lying to you again, and they're acting as if they took this aborted fetal tissue and everything else out of the cell line. and out of the vaccines, and they did nothing of the kind. They just took it off the paper and said, if you want to see how it's manufactured, go to the company's data safety sheet, material sheet, insert, package insert, and you can see what cell lines are there. So now they're just committing fraud like they do, you know.
This is desperation. This is the beginning of an end of something.
Yeah, because they think we're stupid. I mean, really? It was in there last year, and magically in 2019, after Del Bigtree and Judy Mikovits.
Yeah, said, take a look. You want to see all this stuff? Go look. I looked. It's not there anymore. It must not be in it then.
That's correct. That's what they think we're that stupid to think.
Well, most people are. Or it's not like they're stupid. They just don't know. They're not thinking. You know, so when it comes down to all of a sudden it's, you know, President of the United States of America, you know, the first primary is in New Hampshire, and they're already there. I mean, they're all over that, this diner, that diner. I've been through this process, and they go, they're there and shaking hands and doing what, and these people go up and talk to them. They talk to their sisters and brothers and parents and relatives and campaign staff people, and everybody's getting them handed cards and information. I'm getting this from every city all over. Everybody wants this one issue. What do you got to say about mandated vaccines? Fill in the blank candidate, and they do. And I'm going, you watch what happens. This is what I do. This is it right here. You know, it's all blah, 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 blah. Super Bowl time. When they're sitting there in front of your face at the forum, and it has an impact on how they're perceived and whether they get nomination to rule the world or not. And I'm telling you, that's when they care. You get me the stuff, I will get it in their face. And because they're afraid, they are so afraid. And what does Big Pharma do? They just spend more money. They are the biggest campaign money spending. I think they exceed military-industrial complex in their lobbying money. I'm going,
yes.
And the more they have to do it tells you they have to do it.
Well, they are the military-industrial complex. They wear uniforms to the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice.
Well, of course they do.
They get us dogs and guns. They did that before, too.
Do we even have a Surgeon General now? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't even know. You know, they were going to say, like Ben Carson might be or some kind of, and then we just never heard about it. You know, I don't believe what government. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you with this here shot. I think I'll decline. Nope, you got to do it. Oh, the mandates in California, how's that going?
Well, they've driven them all through, and now they're starting to prosecute doctors who write medical exemptions. On the front of the San Diego Tribune last week, it says, vaccine probe underway. And I'm picking it up excitedly, thinking that they're going to start probing all the corruption surrounding vaccines. And they were probing the three doctors who were writing medical exemptions and saying, you're writing fabricated, you know, medical exemptions. You know, children that have already gotten seizures, just what we talk about, already got cancer. You know, the very people this program's supposed to protect, and now they're going after their doctors. So they passed the bill to take medicine away from the doctors in California, and now they're going after the doctors who will live their conscience and protect their patients.
You know, there was a family that left San Diego, young family. They, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, they just went on walkabout. You know, they successful family home roofing business that they work for the family, and they just kind of, you know, we're going to go find freedom in an unfree world kind of deal. So then one of the options, they finally wound up just recently moving to New Hampshire, and they said, yep, we found our tribe, we're good. You know, they went to a bunch of different festivals. They came to Arizona. They stayed here at our home. But, you know, New Hampshire kind of had the vibe they're looking for. Well, they went to Uruguay. Yeah, I think Uruguay. No, Nicaragua. They go to Nicaragua. Hey, man, they hear good things. You can get cheap land and doing kind of being free. But you had to sign a document that if you become a citizen of Nicaragua, you have to get the government's permission to travel out of the country with your children. And he goes, and we're done. Okay, so the same thing here in the United States, you know, say, hey, you got permission to leave, to come in, to watch your papers, please, and mandatory vaccines. So California was off their list right off the bat.
How many more people, like, are you hearing stories of people leaving for this very reason?
Oh, absolutely. They have to leave. They have to take care of their families. A lot of people are leaving California, going to places like Idaho and Texas. You know, Del Bigtree left California. I'm not going to let them run me out of California. We love our home, and we're gonna stay and fight for our children and grandchildren. I'm not leaving. So they don't get the beach and the sunshine. Forget it.
Well, I get the sunshine. It's kind of beachy. You know, I really like America in general. I mean, there's always, every place is really nice some time of the year. It's just most of the time of the year, Arizona's a lot better. But, you know, New Hampshire, I've always enjoyed. Every time I go there, I go, you find me a place I can build something without permission slip from the Crown. What county is I can just build? It's my land. I'm there. Where's that? You know, so we have a place in Missouri you might be thinking about just to have a little something, something. So this is, I'm looking for freedom. And when you got a crown comes up and with force and a badge and a gun, or they're going to take your children away to stick them with something, that is not a free country. Why isn't that free? Well, what's this Nuremberg thing, informed consent, we keep hearing about?
Right. Well, it basically, from the Nuremberg Code, from the wars, said you can't do experimentation on children. You can't on people without their informed consent. You can't do that.
So, I mean, you know, that's exactly what's going on. A bunch of guinea pigs.
Right. And that's what the Nuremberg Code established, that you can't make us a bunch of guinea pigs and to help us. Have our freedom back. And now the United States of America is violating that code in every way, shape, and form. And even the way they distribute the vaccines and do post-marketing experimentation. That's against the Nuremberg Code.
Oh, post-marketing experimentation. They got a word for it? It's like broken arrow for a lost nuke.
We'll find that out post-marketing. We'll understand why it causes heart attacks. Post-marketing. We'll do all of that post-marketing.
Oh, all right. Plague of Corruption, the book. How do I order it? How do I get it? I go on Amazon?
Yeah, go on Amazon. Yep.
Plague of Corruption. When are you going to have copies to, you know, touchy-feely?
We should have touchy-feely copies in a week or so. I'll let you know as soon as possible, and I'll send you that forward as a PDF and things like that.
Yeah. I want a book signed. I'll pay. I don't care, but I want a book signed. Signed book.
Since time began, tyrants have taken.
I'm sorry.
I said I'll get you a book signed.
Yeah. There you go. Boom. And you know that. Yeah. Hold on. Let's finish. I want to ask you something private. Let me turn off the.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the meeting, and I'll walk with the phone now.
Okay, all I wanted to ask you.